From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. On Friday, a jury found a former Idaho lawmaker guilty of raping a 19-year-old intern. Aaron Von Elliger is a former state House member who could face life in prison now. Our own James Dawson covered Von Elliger's trial in Boise. He was there for the verdict, and Jimmy is joining us now. Welcome back to the program, Jimmy.
Hey, good to be here, Gemma.
Hey, and a quick note for our listeners, for the next 10 minutes, we will be talking about some sensitive topics, including rape and descriptions of sexual violence. So, Jimmy, before we get to the actual verdict, give us some background on what led up to this.
Yeah, so we're talking about March of 2021. It was Von Elliger who was a Republican from the Lewiston area. It was his first, the first half of his first term after he was, elected in 2020. And, what we've learned through different testimonies, both in this trial and the ethics hearing that took place last year involving this situation, was that, Von Elliger met this 19-year-old legislative intern at the Capitol sometime in January. She was interning for another representative's office and just kind of met her through him. And they had some conversations, walked the halls together, kind of just said, hey, how's your day going? Stuff like that. But eventually he gave her his business card with his cell phone number on the back and told her to get in touch if she needed anything. They started texting. She texted him first. And then eventually they set up a date to go to Barbacoa just off of, downtown Boise in March of that year.
So, Jimmy, then these allegations come out after this evening, and he is charged with rape. And these were felony charges, correct?
Yeah. So you had a felony rape charge and a felony forcible penetration with a foreign object. And so these are serious felonies. They could, like you said at the beginning, he could face up to life in prison now that he's been found guilty of raping Jane Doe. And I don't know how much you want to get into what the allegations of what happened that night, that the jury found there was enough evidence to convict him of rape.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, I do think just for the sake of Jane Doe, frankly, and the fact that she has been doxxed during since she came forward, I think out of respect for her, we don't need to get into the graphic details of what she said happened and what a jury agreed with her. With that said, though, I do want to talk about what happened during the trial when Jane Doe did take the stand, because this is something that it was fairly, I think, shocking and surprising for everyone in the courtroom, I think for journalists. Talk to us about what happened.
It was. So, just for some context, the state prosecutors had they just really weren't sure whether or not they were going to call Jane Doe to the stand in that morning. It was last mm-hmm. Wednesday. They said, well, we might, let's take a lunch recess. Let's see what happens. And eventually they did. And so it was after this little break, that they called her in. She walked to the witness stand, was sworn in, and kind of from as soon as she sat down, her eyes and her head just started kind of moving around the courtroom, not really mm-hmm. fixating on anything for a little bit. And then eventually she stared at Von Elliger pretty intensely for a while, even though the prosecutor, was asking her questions and said, hey, focus on me. You don't need to stare at him, though she continued to do so for a little bit. And, it was probably 5 or 10 minutes. It wasn't very long before she started to describe what had happened during the rape. And she said, I can't do this. She stood up and walked away from the witness stand, waved at the jury, said, you're welcome. And then pretty forcefully pushed the door open to the exit and left and never came back.
And Von Elliger, he did take the stand in his own defense. the following day.
He did, yeah.
And Jimmy, you were in the courtroom when the verdict was read. So first, just tell us about that, because he was found guilty on one of those two charges.
Yeah, so he was found unanimously by the jury to be guilty of rape, but they did acquit him on the forcible penetration charge. But regardless, the rape charge carries a penalty of up to life in prison, minimum of 1 year, and we'll have to wait for the sentencing hearing to see what sort of punishment he will face.
What was Von Ellinger's reaction, Jimmy, in the courtroom when that verdict was read?
You know, so I actually had to sit. For most of the trial, I was actually directly behind him. But I was a little further away since I had to record the audio. But when I looked over, you know, seemed pretty stoic, like he had been the entire trial. I didn't really see much, if any, emotion. When he was being led away in handcuffs, I kind of saw him maybe hang his head for a second, but that's really about it. His parents were in the courtroom, and I saw his mom wiping away some tears from her eyes. I know that I had spoken to them a little bit, and you know, they were pretty anxious after the first day when the jury deliberated for about 7 hours and didn't come back with a verdict.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jimmy, you've covered this case since the very beginning. You were there in the courtroom during the trial. Did you think the jury would come back with a guilty verdict? I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, they deliberated for quite a long time on these charges.
Yeah, I mean, I think A, I'm not a lawyer. B,
right.
You know, people make careers out of trying to guess what plays well with juries, and right. I certainly don't have that background, but I think that From people that I spoke with, you know, during the trial, before the trial, and right before the verdict, I mean, a lot of people thought that he was going to be acquitted. You know, that's kind of the sense that I got. The other thing that I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about when these trials come up is that the jury isn't exposed to the same facts that we all are. You know, so for example, in this trial, like there are details about, you know, the rape, there were details about Jane Doe, her personal life that were not part of, you know, the jury did not hear any of that. They didn't really take up things that were revealed during the ethics hearing last year when Von Ellinger resigned after they had recommended essentially his expulsion. So, I mean, we come into this like with a different mindset and a different lens and a different set of facts than the jury has to consider. So, you know, already we're kind of skewed in that regard. But I will say that I think a lot of people thought it was a little shocking that he was convicted.
So he is now being held because he has he will be sentenced later this year. What is next in this case, Jimmy? Because I would think that an appeal could very well happen.
Oh yeah, certainly. You know, a KTVB reporter, Katie Terhune over at KTVB, asked John Cox, who's Von Ellinger's lawyer, you know, on Friday, "Hey, do you have any comment?" He said, "Not right now." I certainly think that could be a possibility, given that there was, you know, this really novel and strange occurrence with Jane Doe's testimony during the trial. I think that's certainly something to watch out for. But as for what's next, I mean, you know, Von Ellinger was taken into custody, led away in handcuffs, and put into the Ada County Jail as he awaits his sentencing hearing, which is coming up July 28th. And he will remain there because Judge Michael Reardon set no bail. He is not eligible to leave, unlike while the trial was, you know, preparing for the trial and the court case before the trial. You know, he was let out on his own recognizance. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to pay any bail, and he was free to move around and do whatever he wanted up until the trial date.
All right. Well, Jimmy, appreciate your reporting on this and coming on the program to talk with us. We've been talking with Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson about the guilty verdict in the Von Ellinger trial. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.